Hey man, and how are you doing, man? I know the weekend is gone. Oh, you. Welcome to another podcast episode of Live with Ellie. And on today's episode, I will give you some useful info about reggae. Reggae has so many subgenres, such as roots reggae, lovers rock, and reggae in Espanol. ¿Qué pasa, Rastafarian amigo? UB40 is a music band that focused on the reggae genre. They were very popular in the 1980s and 1990s. They originated from Birmingham, UK. Their popularity hits were "And I Can't Help Falling in Love with You," "Kingston Town," and "Red, Red Wine." During the 1980s, when Bob Marley visited Zimbabwe, the popularity of reggae music in Africa just increased and increased. The reggae music was mostly influenced by the traditional calypso and mento music. American jazz and blues and rhythm also took part in the development of reggae music. You get several important reggae artists such as Charles Edwards, Leonard Howell, Archibald Dunkley, Peter Tosh, Charles Edwards, Mortimer Plano, Bob Marley, and Joseph Hibbert. Reggae music got popular in the UK in the end of the 1960s. Most reggae artists began their music journey in the UK because it was easy for them to get famous in Europe during that time. Most of these artists got inspired from the Jamaican and the Caribbean community in the UK. Characteristics of reggae: you will be able to hear the thick and heavy bass in reggae music, but the dominant music is played by the bass guitar man. Reggae en Español is one of the most favorite music in the world. It's very popular in Guyana, South American Caribbean, South America, and Venezuela. These are the different dialects that reggae musicians use in their songs: Jamaican English, Jamaican Patois, and Lyric dialects. Most reggae lyrics are about social criticism, but you also get songs about lighter topics such as love and socializing. And that's all the reggae facts for today on the show. Try and enjoy your Monday or listen to some reggae music to relax your soul, man.